as we magnify his name. Sing it to him. You deserve the glory, Lord Jesus. All the honor as we lift our hands. Lift your hands. Worship him. Magnify his name. Sing with your hearts. You do great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Lord, you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else, nothing else. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is no else like you. Hallelujah, no one else, nothing else. No trial, no tribulation, no troubles. Nothing is greater than our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the master of the storm. He can walk upon the waters. He can calm every storm in our lives. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And how we praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're blessed today. We sure appreciate the opportunity we have again to serve God and everyone finding their place. I'm going to let you go ahead and be seated. And we're going to introduce our brother here in just a moment. I've had the chance to, you know, I was just thinking over the years, going up to Massachusetts and having Bible studies. And I remember Brother James Nagby sitting there, just a young man, paying attention, and sometimes not. But overall, he came around and I could see him really becoming very zealous for the Lord and serving the Lord in the other church. And finally, he became a part of our assembly. I remember when we had Labor Day meetings and we asked him if he'd lead the worship. And I think it was you, Mark. My brother Mark said, man, he makes a good worship leader. And so Brother James, you know, served in this church as a worship leader. And what inspiration the Holy Spirit could bring. But who knew? You know, nobody knows. Who knew? And we started to have him give his testimony and share a little bit on Wednesday evenings, just exhortations, whatever the Lord puts on his heart. And man, it just seems like such a gift God is anointing and bringing on the scene. And we're all walking lightly, saints. We're not rushing into anything. We're just walking lightly, trusting the Lord, waiting on God, seeing what God will do. But I sure appreciate my brother's humility. He called me on, I think it was Friday night, and we were talking a little bit over the phone. And it's just good to see God finding gifts, helping us discover among us the gifts that are here. Gifts that are making room for themselves and rising up for the occasion. Amen. So we appreciate that. And we're just going to sing another song and invite our brother James to come and to bring whatever the Holy Spirit puts on his heart. How many here has come to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? Hear what God has to say to you. Prepare your hearts to hear it. Amen. So as he's preparing to come, let's just sing, Only Believe All Things Are Possible. How many knows that's true? When you only believe, all things are possible. So remind yourself, I'm going to only believe. God's going to speak to me this morning. God's going to say something to my heart that I need to hear. Amen. I don't know how to do that part. Fear not, little flock. From the cross to the throne, from death into life, he went for his own. It's the gospel. All power in earth, all power above is given to him. For us, for the flock of his love. Only believe. Only believe. Come, Brother James. Yes, all things. things are possible. Only believe.
I love this song, The Heart of Worship. I want to sing it this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come. Oh, Lord. Longing just to bring,
hallelujah,
something that's of worth that'll bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. Oh, you search much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. Lord, I'm coming back to the heart of worship, where it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I made it. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. May we stand, please. Hallelujah. Keep playing that song for me. Let us bow our heads this morning. Heavenly Father, you are the altar of life and the giver of every good gift. Oh God, you are Hebrews 10:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever, Lord. We gather here this morning not to see man, oh God, but to hear from you, Lord Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you would come, Lord, and take this unworthy vessel, Lord, and speak to your bride this morning. Father, we want to know who we are. Hallelujah. Oh, may you open our hearts, Lord. Open our minds. Open our understanding. Take away our thoughts, oh God. Let the mind of Christ drop down this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, may amnesia leave us this morning, oh God. As you unveil yourself to your bride this morning. May you pour out your anointing, oh God. For we know the anointing breaks every yoke, Lord. We take every spirit this morning under our control for the glory of God. Oh, may you come and vindicate your word, I pray. Lord, I am nothing, oh God. This morning I'm just the microphone, oh God. Just that donkey, Lord, I spoke to the prophet. Oh God, may you take this microphone, Lord. May you be the speaker this morning. Oh, may the people get to look beyond this veil, Lord. Let them see that angel of the Lord standing this morning. Hallelujah. Ministering to his bride, his elected seed. We thank you, Lord. May you bless the reading of your word and the preaching of your word. Father, may you give me the liberty to flow freely. Take away nervousness, Lord. You place a message on my heart, oh God. Give me that boldness to express myself. Oh, let me not look at the people, Lord. Let me just flow in that inspiration this morning. For it's not about me, oh God, but it is about you, Lord. Oh, may the sick be healed this morning. May you fill us. Let us be another Pentecost this morning. Hallelujah. May we feel your presence, oh God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to try my best to be half an hour to 45 minutes. Hallelujah. But let's see how God leads this morning. Please pray for me that God will take away nervousness. Hallelujah. I want us to turn to the book of Romans. Praise the name of the Lord. Romans chapter 8. Greet you this morning in the name of the Lord. I appreciate my family being here to hear me preach. It's a big deal. Amen. I hope they're not disappointed. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verses 29-30. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it reads thus, from whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to continue on this subject. The Lord laid on my heart title, your life has an eternal purpose. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You see, it's so easy to go through the normal routine, you know, and be like everybody else. Hey, I'm a Christian. You know, I go to church. Praise the Lord. But we be on church. And I reiterate this morning what I said the last time. You see, we are not regular folks. For we are a supernatural people. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we are here in this earth for a purpose.
Yes.
Our purpose is not to get an education,
yes,
get a job, raise a family, retire, then that's it.
Amen.
We are here for a greater purpose.
Yes.
Your life has an eternal purpose.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Good. I want to read a quote in the Smyrna Church Age what Brother Branham said. He said the eternal purpose of God was to take a bride of his own chosen. And that purpose was in himself. And being eternal was decreed before the foundation of the world. That was God's purpose. Hallelujah. To take a bride for himself. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see, God's eternal purpose is stronger than your free will. Hallelujah. No matter what you think you are going to be or what you're going to do in this life, God's purpose is stronger than your free will. Hallelujah. You see, the prophet told us before the beginning, before there was a star, before there was an atom, before there was anything, there was God. And he wasn't even known as God. He was this great eternal spirit. Hallelujah. And in this God dwell attributes. Hallelujah. Amen. God had attributes in himself. In God, he wanted to be a father. In God, he wanted to be a son. He wanted to be a savior. He wanted to be many things. Hallelujah. God wanted fellowship. God dwelt alone with his eternal thought. And even back there, he wasn't known as God. He was the self-existent one. Elohim. This great eternal spirit. I call him supreme authority. Hallelujah. The prophet said he spoke like there be. Amen. And there was. Hallelujah. And this God had attributes in him. His sons and his daughters.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. You see, before there was anything, God ordained a bride. He said, I will have a bride. There will be a group of people that belongs to me. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, we have to know who we are in these days.
Yes,
you see, there is power in knowing.
Hallelujah.
We are beyond church.
Yes,
we're not playing church.
Amen.
You see, we are not like denomination. We are not the same.
Yes,
hallelujah. The Bible tells us that the sons, the earth is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And we are in the day where the sons of God are manifested. God has displayed his attributes. Hallelujah. In this last day. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Because God foreordained back there that he'll have a bride. He said in Malachi, 800 years before even Christ was born, he said, I send you Elijah the prophet to turn the hearts of the children back to the faith. Who are the children? The attributes. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You see where we come in. God sent that prophet for you and I. He sent that prophet for a purpose, to turn those attributes back to himself, because God spoke that word, which is ironclad supreme authority. He said he will have a bride. Hallelujah. Praise the, I'm not even going with my notes as yet. I'm just going as the Lord leads. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. In the message, hallelujah, the future home of the heavenly bride and the earthly bridegroom, the prophet said, you were made for an eternal purpose because you were the manifestation of an attribute that was in God. That thought, God thought of you and expressed you. Hallelujah. And he made our earth to take you out of and to make you a human being. You see, and sin came along and perverted God's way. You came anyhow, but you was lost with the world. So he come and redeem you, the express attribute. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't die for the whole world. He died for the express attribute. I want you to know where you come from today. Hallelujah. You see, the Bible says God is a spirit. When Jesus met the woman at the well, he told her God is a spirit. And in Genesis, God said, let us make man in our own image. Genesis 1. Let me find it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. See, God created man in Genesis 1. Now, that man that God created was a spirit man. God said, let us make man in our image. The image of God is not flesh. It's a spirit man. So God created man in his image. You see, but God, the Bible says in Genesis 2, then God formed man out of the dust of the earth. This body is called time. God gave you this body to contact this earth. But you are not the body. You see, God had attributes. Brother Bram said God longed for fellowship. But God couldn't fellowship with his thoughts. So God created man in his image and put man in his body called time for fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. So we were created for fellowship. The things we kill ourselves for, we got to get our priorities right. We are not ordinary people. Hallelujah. We are God's eternal attributes. God purposed in the back part of his mind that he would have a bride. Hallelujah. So you see what God is doing. God expresses attributes through time. There was an attribute called Elijah gifts. Before there was a star. God looked down through time. He said, I'll place that attribute there. Hallelujah. There was an attribute called Marcus. God looked down through time. He placed that attribute there. You see what's going on? This is God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You were created for a purpose. Your life has an eternal purpose. You see, we need to come to the place to recognize that. Hallelujah. The things we worry about, the things we beat ourselves about, it's temporal. It's vanity. Solomon says it's all vanity. You have to know who you really are. You see, a mighty angel in Revelation came down with a rainbow around his head, with an open book. Why did that angel come down? You tell me. Hallelujah. He came down for a purpose. You see, God swore by himself to Abraham. Hallelujah. That the promise, he would be the father of nations. There's a reason. You see, everything God does is a purpose. God doesn't clown for no one. You were sitting here today because God foreordained it. God told Jeremiah, he said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, he said, I knew you. I call you and ordain you. Who was Jeremiah?
Hallelujah.
Before he was born. Where was Jeremiah? Hallelujah.
Right.
An attribute of God.
Amen.
So it wasn't how Jeremiah felt about being a prophet. He was ordained because he was an attribute. So when Jeremiah stepped down in time, he had a purpose.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
look at Moses.
Yes.
Bible says Moses was born a proper child.
Yes,
Moses was trying to run for his calling. But he was born for one purpose, the prophet said, to lead the children out.
That's it.
Moses had no say in the matter.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moses tried to do it himself, but he failed.
Wow.
Now, and according, hallelujah, praise the name of the Lord. Let me read something here. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, let me make a statement. I read something. It said, according to the ancient history, and not the scriptures, as far as I know, the Pharaoh was honored and regarded as a god or a son of the Egyptian god, which is Ra, the sun god. Hallelujah. That's how much they respected the Pharaoh, that they considered him a god. But when Moses stepped on the scene, Moses had no respect for Pharaoh. He said, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go. He wasn't requesting, he was commanding Pharaoh.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
you see, God already told Abraham, way back there, 400 years back, God told Abraham what was going to happen. He said, your seed will sojourn in the land, and I will bring them with a mighty hand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when the people started to cry out to God, God sent a prophet.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Oh, I'm just all over the place this morning. Hallelujah. But I want you to see this, who you really are.
Amen.
This is not another church, saints.
Right.
You see, we take for granted this message.
Amen.
I want you to get it in your minds this morning. You are not a denomination.
Right.
You are sons and daughters. We are beyond church.
Amen.
This message didn't come to make us religious.
Right.
Sometimes we think that way. But we got to come to the place to realize who we are. We are God's attributes, not the flesh. Not the flesh. Get your minds off the flesh. You see, a lot of times the devil keeps you focused on the flesh. But go beyond the flesh. Before God formed man, God created man. But before God created man, what was man? In the back part of God's mind.
Hallelujah.
You see, way, way back there, before there was a star, God placed your names on the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Not a literal name. You are your name.
Yes.
That attribute.
Yes.
You are part of God. And God says he will not lose the one.
Amen.
See, but God had these desires before the beginning. Now, the word attribute, I had a definition here for the word attribute. Hallelujah. It says attribute is a quality or feature regarded as the characteristics or inherent part of someone. In other words, a quality or characteristic that someone has. So God couldn't help himself. He had these attributes.
Wow. Man, I like it.
And they had to be expressed.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. See, these attributes had to come forth.
Come on, brother. I agree. Amen.
See, so sometimes we look at the devil, we think the devil is something. He is nothing. He's just a stump that Brother Brent's on the side of the road. See, when Satan came to Eve, the byproduct, God allowed it that way. He thought he was messing the plan of God. But he didn't know that he was created for that purpose. Because God, he didn't know God had attributes. He wasn't there. Hallelujah. The Bible said the lamb was slain before the world began.
Wow.
So God knew what was going to happen, so he made provisions. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's all set, folks. Hallelujah. What brought you to this message? The prophet of God said, in non-seed there is no quickening. But with seed, the deep will call to the deep. And the deep will respond. Not you. Not the flesh. The attribute. God calling God. Who's speaking this morning?
Hallelujah.
Don't look at me. I'm just a microphone.
Hallelujah.
Remember, I told the church once before when Brother Brennan was in the pulpit and the angel of the Lord came and grew the lilies. Who was in that pulpit? Did Brother Brennan grow the lilies? It was the angel of the Lord. Brother Brennan is of the same, but the angel of the Lord is still here. So when the minister stands in the pulpit, it's not him. He's just a microphone. So if you stop at the vessel, you miss it. You got to go beyond the vessel. This is God in his church. He said, where there are two or three gathered in my name, I am there. Hallelujah. Wheresoever the carcass is, the eagles will be gathered together. It goes beyond what you can do. It's all God. Eternal attributes. Hallelujah. You got to stop taking yourself for granted. You see, Satan knows the day you realize who you are, he's really in trouble. So he keeps you distracted. You see, the devil, the best he can do is to keep you away from the word. The open book. When the mighty angel came down, he told John, take the book and eat it. After you eat a book, then you can prophesy. How can you prophesy if you don't know who you are? What are you prophesying about? God sent us Malachi 4. Why did he do that? You see, Malachi 4, didn't the people that leave the message, the people that turn against the word is not for everyone. God sent a prophet with a prophetic word for a prophetic people. The word came to turn the hearts of the children, not the world. The children. Amen.
Amen.
Why are you here this morning? Why do you believe this message? Everybody else is falling off. Why are you still? What's keeping you? Ask yourself. Is it because you love Brother Bram so much or you know better? Is that attribute? God's eternal purpose is stronger than your free will. If a man is not a part of God, no matter how hard he tries to stick with his message, somewhere he'll fall off. Because he's not ordained to it. The prophet of God said, if your name is on the Lamb's Book of Life, you will walk in the light. You will see the light. God will reveal it and you will walk in it. It's God that does revealing. God gives revelation. Hallelujah. The Bible says, be ye transformed. I said this before, by the renewing of your mind. Why did the Bible say that? There is power in knowing. So as you get into the word, God reveals the word, it transforms you. Whom God did foreknow, he predestinate to be conformed. Why did he predestinate you? He's bringing you back to your original position. Hallelujah. I'm speaking this morning to attributes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Might be too much for you, but that's the truth. Amen. You better believe it.
Amen.
You see that eaglet, when he was born, he was an eagle. But he had amnesia. He didn't know who he was. But his whole makeup was eagle.
Yes, sir.
So when mama came over the barnyard and screamed out, everybody took cover. Why didn't he run? You tell me. He thought he was a chicken all the while. He was acting like a chicken, doing everything like a chicken, trying his best to be the best chicken. But when the eagle screamed out, he wasn't afraid. Why? Because in his genetic code, he was eagle. And why did he recognize that voice? Deep calls to deep. Why do you recognize this message? You tell me. You answer that question. Hallelujah. We're talking about attribute sons of God. We got to get to the place to realize who we are. Change our thinking. This message is not a joke. The whole creation is waiting for you to recognize who you are. Why is the mighty angel here? Why did he give you the open book? Why do we have this message? The prophet says, stay with the word. Why? There is power in knowing.
Yes.
Amen. God laid this message on my heart. I couldn't get away from it. Hallelujah. Attribute sons of God. Your life has a purpose. Stop comparing your life to natural things and successes. That don't mean nothing. Those are just toys. Brother Branham, when he came from beyond the curtain of time, he said, we're just living in a dump pile down here. That's all. He said, lift up your heads. Your redemption draw at nigh. Hallelujah. My. The Bible says you are priests. You are kings. Is God saying so? You see, you got to see yourself the way God sees you. See, God don't play with words. But Abraham said, God cannot lie and be God. And he is God. So when he says you are a priest and king, if the King of glory is saying you are a priest and king, you better believe it. That word is ironclad. Ironclad is something that is rock solid, cannot be broken. There's no mistakes, ifs, ands, and buts about it. When God came to the angel of the Lord came to Gideon, he said, thou mighty man of valor. Gideon didn't know what he was talking about. But he was. He had to come up to that place. When the Bible talked about sending Elijah the prophet, when the prophet came on the scene, when the angel of the Lord spoke to him under the tree, he was running. But he was born for that purpose. But Brother Brennan had to come to realize he had to come to that place. You see what I'm saying? He didn't understand it. He was confused. He went to his pastor. Pastor made it worse. Because he didn't understand. But God had to come down and reveal to him. When he knew who he was, he could stand in the pulpit and speak the word. You see what it is? Same thing. Amen. You got to come to that place. Come up higher. You got to come up to that place. Come up to who you are. You see, when man fell, the prophet said all our channels was clogged up. Amnesia. But God said, I will restore. That which the conquered Romans and the locusts eaten, I will restore. God's eternal purpose is stronger than your free will. Hallelujah. Your life has an eternal purpose. We need to get the word, this word out of our heads, church people. We are not the same. The Pentecostal denomination, we are not the same. We are a separated people. You are the bride. Why did Brother Brown call you bride? You think about it. Who told the prophet to say that? Was it a prophet? Did he feel good that day and say, you're a bride? It's the angel of the Lord. Brother Bram's the salvation of the Lord from start to finish. You got to believe God's word. Our time is flying. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see if I can read another quote. He said, what is the works of God? Prophet of God said, we are finite. He is infinite. He said, you can't explain what infinite is. And here's one little conception of what it is. He said, before the world ever was formed, he knew every flea would be on the earth. Before there was anything, God already knew everything. And every time it would ever bat his eye, just think about it. That's foreknowledge. Hallelujah. He said, now that wouldn't halfway make what infinite is. He know everything from the beginning to the end. He said, I made a remark like that, and someone said, or they said, why did he permit sin? He said, sin works for his cause. In God dwelt all the great glory. If there had not been a sinner, he would have never been a savior. In him was attributes to be a savior. You see, before somebody writes you a check for $1,000, there has to be $1,000 first in the bank. There it is. Hallelujah. So he had that attribute in him to be a savior. So he had to permit sin to come to display that attribute. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He said, which is the most powerful, sin or grace? Grace, of course. Which is the most powerful, a sickness or a healer? Well, of course, the healer has power over the sickness. If there had never been a sick person, he would never have been a healer. So there had to be sickness to make him what he is. He is a healer. It don't matter what the world says. Brother Brown says only God can heal. God is the only one that can build. Satan cannot heal. Satan can only pervert. God is the only healer. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me just rush to this real quick. Let me read another quote. Hallelujah. Let me read this one. I like this one. In a message, questions and answers, paragraph 128. He said, a church, I don't believe this side of eternity, how we realize what you are. The position that God has placed you, you spirit-filled people. He says, you are sons of God. He said, why? Angels are serving. We're talking about heavenly beings.
Yes, amen.
The angel is a servant. You are a son. An angel can only bring you a message. But you have to act. You're the actor on the scene. You're the son. The angel is your servant to bring you the message. Say, here, I brought you this message for you to do so and so. This is from Father. I bring it to you. That's all he is. You are sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. But Abraham said he loved you. He loved you before there was a world. Think about it. Before there was a world, God loved you. How can he love you if you were not there? So what is he talking about? Attribute sons. Hallelujah. I want you to get this word in your head. I'm an attribute son and daughter of God. I said this before at the church. You are not Americans, you are not Africans. The body is identified with that. The body is just a house that you live in. But the real you, you are attribute. You are an attribute of God. He loved you. Hallelujah. Before there was a world. He knew your nature. Huh? Hallelujah. Your nature. Let's leave that alone. Hallelujah. He knew all about you. What you was going to be. God knew Brother Elijah was going to be a gifts. He knew he was going to be in this family. He knew he was going to be born here. God knows everything about me. Every one of you, God knows everything. God knows everything you will go through in your life. So stop asking why. He ordained the whole thing. He predestined the whole thing. For an eternal purpose. See, God doesn't do anything without a cause. So if you find yourself in a condition, God allowed that thing for a purpose. An eternal purpose. Sometimes we feel God just wants to punish us. No. There's a reason for it. Look at Job. Let me go right here. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me read something here for you. He said, look at Job. A perfect man. A just man. He said, and God permitted the evil devil to come upon him and chastise him and everything else for the perfecting of his spirits. He said, so evil spirit has, God uses evil spirits many times to work out his plan and his will. God will even use evil spirits to bring his purpose to pass. But a brother said, when you backslide, God will let an evil spirit on you to torment you. That's God's whip.
Amen.
So everything is working for God's purpose. You understand it?
Yes.
Sickness is working for God's purpose. Hardship is working for God's purpose. Anything that happens in your life, good or bad, God is allowing that thing for a purpose. Because you are an attribute seed of God.
Amen.
And your purpose of being in this earth is not to do what we think we're doing. So when your trials come, God ordained that thing for you to go through it. For your perfection. Your perfection to God is more important than anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me keep going here. He knows your habits. He know all about you, what you was going to be. And then when he looked all over the great universe as it was, he said, I choose you.
Amen.
And when he did that, before there ever was a speck of light, then you're eternal with God. Brother Brown said, when you receive the Holy Ghost, then you become eternal. Then you fully come to that place. Say, can you see what I mean? You are as eternal as God is. Think about that. So we're just as eternal as God is because we are a part of God, sons and daughters of God. God eternal life and can never perish. Didn't Brother Brown get to the place that I realized I'm not a son of Ella Brenham? Mother and father, I'm a son of God. Think about it. We have to think on these things.
Amen.
Bible says, Enoch walked with God.
Yeah.
Don't look at somebody else.
Right.
A lot of times it's either say, oh, that brother's a believer because of what we think,
right.
We see.
Yes.
But God is saying, you are a believer.
Amen.
You got to believe that, accept it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, I didn't even start the message yet. Amen. This is just supposed to be a background. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Hallelujah. Let me read another quote. Hallelujah. I think Brother Elijah should take this and preach a series on it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. See, the first man God created was Adam. And Eve, God put him in the flesh. That word Eve means the mother of all living. See, why did God allow Adam to name her Eve already? They didn't do anything. There was no fall, nothing. But after he saw her, he named her Eve. You see, God predestined it. Why did he name her Eve? She didn't. Eve means the mother of all living. Permissive will. Just look at God's predestination. God anointed Adam to name his wife the mother of a living. That means life is coming to the perverted way. Why did he do that? He was the son of God. They were both, they haven't fallen. Everything was fine. The serpent having deceived her. But yet he named her the mother of a living. Predestination. Why did God even take Eve as a made Eve from the side of Adam? The byproduct. See God's predestination plan? Satan didn't know that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's go. I'm going to try to rush through this. Hallelujah. In the message, who is this Melchizedek? Brother Brown saying, now is it a difference between him and you, Christ and you as a son? See, he was at the beginning the word, an amorphic body. He came in and lived in that person of Melchizedek. Then later, we never heard no more of Melchizedek because he became Jesus Christ. Melchizedek was the priest, but he became Jesus Christ. He said, now you bypass that because in that form, he knew all things. And you have never been able to know that yet. You come like Adam, like me, and you became from the attribute to the flesh to be tempted.
Right.
So we came from the attribute. We came through sin to be tempted. See, Christ couldn't fall because, you see, when God, the great spirit, he was invisible, and then he changed his form. He became visible, the word, the logos. And then that logos became flesh. But before he became Jesus, he came in the form of Melchizedek. Remember when he came to Abraham? After Abraham slaughtered the kings, he gave him communion. The Bible said, we're our father, we're our mother. Where's Melchizedek today? He's still alive. If he has no beginning, no end. It's the same God. Changed his office. See, Brother Bram, and then he became flesh. He became Christ to pay the penalty for sins. But Brother Bram said, we bypassed that. And we came here to be tested.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see why we're here. Hallelujah. Let me keep going on. He said, okay, you came like Adam, like me. You became from the attributes of the flesh to be tempted. He said, but when this life is finished here, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one already written. That's where we go. That is the word. Amen. He said, now we don't understand it. We have never become the word. We've just become the flesh man, not the word. But Brother Bram says something here. He said, you will never be the word unless you were first or taught at the beginning. That's our origin, the back part of God's mind, God's attribute. Hallelujah. He said, that proves the predestination of God. You can't be the word unless you are taught. You had to be in the thinking first. In order to stand temptation, you had to bypass the theophany. You had to come down here in flesh to be tempted by sin. And then if you stand, all the Father has given me will come to me. I'll raise him up at the last day. Hallelujah. I'm just going to run through this real quick. Can you bear with me? We're going to 12 o'clock. Can I keep going? Amen. I was going to try to be 45 minutes. Was that wrong? Amen. He said, when a man is born again from heaven, he becomes a spirit bib in Christ. Amen. He said, when this robe, he said, and then when this robe of flesh is dropped, there is a natural body, theophany, a body not made with hands, neither born of a woman that we go to. That's the body we bypass. Yep, so all our loved ones that went on, they're alive.
Amen.
They're better off than we are. They're having a good time.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. He said, if this earthly body be dissolved, this earthly tabernacle, let's talk about that, was an earthly tabernacle. Amen. The earthly tabernacle. You see, everything we do in this life is for this earthly tabernacle. You get an education, to get a job, to make money, to buy food, build a house, drive a car, it's for the earthly tabernacle. Your soul don't need to eat. He needs to eat, but it's the word. Your soul don't need to wear clothes. He's already dressed, the tabernacle. So this earthly tabernacle will be dissolved. But the real you is that attribute. As Solomon concluded, all is vanity. The things we kill ourselves for is vanity. Jesus said, what will a profit a man if he gains this whole world and lose his own soul? That's the real you. So don't envy those that are out there. Look at the rich young ruler. He had everything. He said to his soul must relax or whatever. But that very night, God called his soul. He opened his eyes in hell. Then he cried. Because everything he did was for the earthly tabernacle. But when he came in contact with eternal life, because of the earthly tabernacle, he rejected life. But that proved that way, way back he wasn't there. Because Jesus said he won't lose the one. You see where that puts you? I want you to realize this morning who you are. Your position is your power. We are not regular folk saints. We are not church people. We are attributes of God. We are sons of God. If there is money in the bank for me, there's $1 million in the bank for me, and I don't know about that money, it'll never do me no good. If I'm struggling in life, I'll go on struggling even though the money is there. It'll do me no good. But the day I find out that I have that my life has changed forever. It's what God said in the open book. So amnesia, you see, this message takes away amnesia. All that channels that was clogged up, that's why God sent the message to unclog the channel so you can realize your true potential.
Yes.
Yes. An attribute son and daughter of God. Me, yes, you. My father used to have this saying. He said, I'm the original. You are the original. When God spoke to Job, look at Job. Job had everything. I said this before. But Job had a question. He didn't know who he was. He said, when a man dies, shall he live again? Because Job knew there was something more than just this life. He said, I see the flowers that come, that go and come back, the trees and everything. But man, he doesn't come back. What's going on? When a man dies, shall he live again? Then God got in the picture. You see, sometimes what trials is, all the time trials are good. Instead of God coming directly to Job, what he did, he called Satan's attention. Brother Brown, we just read how Brother Brown said God allowed the evil spirit to torment Job for the perfecting of his spirit. So you see, God doesn't do anything for nothing. He called the devil's attention. He said, have you considered? Bible said the devil was going to and fro in the earth. Means he was trying to find something to do. Have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him in the earth. Why did God do that? Because Job had a question. He didn't know who he was. So when God came to Job, God said, gird up your loins like a man. Where were you, Job? Hallelujah. Where were you when I, supreme authority, when I laid the foundation of the earth, when the morning stars sang together, and the sons of God. So where were the sons of God? Before God created the earth, there was no human around. So where were the sons of God that was shouting? You tell me.
Hallelujah.
Listen to God. You see, you got to read between the lines, brother. But I'm talking about reading between the lines. Where were the sons of God that was shouting? He said, Job, where were you? You tell me, Job. You don't know who you are. You tell me, where were you? Job caught it.
Yeah.
He caught that revelation. He screamed out, I know my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm an attribute of God. He said, though the skin worm destroy this body,
Hallelujah.
Yet in my flesh,
yes.
I will see God.
Yes.
Paul picked it up. He said, we shall now asleep.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We shall not all sleep. But we shall all who? God's attributes. We, God's attributes.
Amen.
Every one of us.
Amen.
We shall be changed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
You take that statement. Paul's talking about you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, it's wonderful to be a Christian.
Amen.
The word of Brother Brown said the Bible became a new book.
Yes.
Brother, this message is something else.
Yes.
My. When you wake up in the morning, Satan is trembling. My. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, Abraham caught that. So where Job was buried, why was Abraham so particular about purchasing that piece of property? It's a revelation. Job saw the resurrection. Look at Jacob. I'm going ahead of myself. He told his son Joseph, swear, this slag that the angel of the Lord, when he changed my name to Israel, he said, swear that you would take my body and bury me with. Hallelujah. Look at Joseph. He said, don't leave my bones here. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Oh. Hallelujah. Thank God for Malachi 4. You ought to be thankful.
Amen.
It's you and the word. You got to come face. Forget your brother, sister.
Right.
You got to come face to face with this word. You got to recognize who you are. You are what God says you are. You may not know it. That eagle didn't know he was an eagle. But it took that cry, that scream of mama to check himself.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar. He looked up. He probably figured, oh, she looks like me. Mama said, jump. He didn't know he could jump. He was just scratching the chicken.
Right.
Jumped on the fence. Flap your wings. You see, the feathers of the eagles are there for a purpose. The bill of the eagle was there for a purpose. He didn't know what the purpose was. He had amnesia.
Amen.
But then mama came screaming. We didn't know who we were. Brother Brown says, You say you are always seed. That's why. Why attracted you to this message? Ask yourself. Is it your intelligence? You were seed. That's why you can be quickened. Don't overlook yourself. Stop it. You're wasting your own time. And you're holding everybody else back. Come on. I told you, Brother Elijah wasn't preaching for nothing. This man was ordained for this place. God looked down through time. And he said, this attribute, I'll place him there, Amazing Grace Fellowship. And this is the flock I'll give him. That's why we're here. I'm not trying to prop him up. That's just the word. I'm preaching today. Why? God ordained it. I ran for it for so long, but here I am. God's eternal purpose is stronger than your free will. If you want to run, keep running. You can come the easy way or you can come the hard way, but you're coming. Because God predetermined before the world began that he will have a bride. You see what I'm saying? This place should be on fire.
Yes, amen.
I tell the church, when you sing a song, listen to what you're singing. Amen. Brother, we are not regular folks. We are not like the people out there. If you hear people say Christians, we're not like them. We are sons of God. They don't know who they don't know what they're doing. We are a prophetic people. And God himself placed us in this age for a purpose. The family you were born into, God placed you in our family for a reason. The children you have, God gave you those children for a reason. It's all God's plan.
Hallelujah.
There's no mistakes.
Yes, sir.
Whatever you're going through right now, God allowed that thing to happen.
Yeah.
It will never happen if God doesn't allow it.
Amen.
The Bible says the steps of the righteous order of God.
Hallelujah.
From end to beginning, your whole life, God pre-planned. Everything you ever went through.
You,
just think about it.
You,
Bible said God uses evil stuff. The prophet, I'm sorry. Uses God, evil, God uses evil spirit for his purpose. God is not evil, but he uses evil spirits. Everything is subject to God. No wonder that centurion couldn't face Jesus. He recognized supreme authority. There is power in knowing.
Wow.
You see, what we do here has more purpose than your job or whatever you ever done in your whole life or your achievement. This right here, you sitting here just listening to the word of God alone is a blessing.
Yes.
It's a privilege.
Yes.
See, when Jesus stood before a Pilate, there stood supreme authority. He could have asked for mercy. But there was nothing to recognize. But the thief on the cross, he recognized it. He said, Jesus, remember me. He said, today, supreme authority, you will be with me in paradise. His whole life was messed up. But there was something on the inside. You see, it doesn't go, it's not what you do. Get God on the inside, and he'll do the rest.
Hallelujah.
But Brother Bram said, only the elect can be reborn. Seed gene of God. Brother Bram said, Jesus didn't give us our inheritance. He came to pay for our inheritance. God gave us our inheritance. It doesn't mean two people, it's the same person. You see, before God was God, he was Elohim, the supreme one. And then he changed his form. He became the Logos, Melchizedek. And then he changed the office. He became flesh, Jesus. You see what I'm saying? So is God doing the same thing? It's just about God and his family.
Come on, brother. That's good.
That's why it's important to stay with the word.
Amen.
Bible said, be ye transformed. Now you understand? Be ye transformed. You be transformed by renewing your mind. It's the thinking. Greatest battle ever fought here. Got to change your thinking. Change your thinking. It's 12 o'clock. Can I keep going a little more?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let me read something here the prophet said. He said when he was baptizing, he said, I was baptizing the 17th person. I started to pray and thousands standing there looking. And down from the heavens came that green whirling down like a big star in the distance. When it got close, it was that light, a pillar of fire. I think it's the same one that led the children of Israel in the days when, in the days that went before Moses. And it's in the church today. It's here tonight, the same pillar of fire. You see where God identifies himself? So that pillar of fire is here. Angel of the Lord. He said, friends, settle yourself down. This is your prophet speaking. Friends, settle yourself down. The hour has come. There's been a lot of plain religion. There's been a lot of plain church. But the hour has come where God's calling out his people. And he's vindicating it by signs and wonders. We're not denomination. When that mighty angel came down, one for on land, sea authority, he swore. He said, time shall be no more. This is attributes time. All that stuff that was happening, that's done now. This time shall be no more. It's time for attributes. This is what creation was waiting for. All over the world, God's attributes. See it? Attributes. Attributes. All the things we're doing, all the things that bother us, it's just distraction. If you don't catch that, the devil keep you distracted. That's all it is. Our problem, the thing we quarrel about, the things we, it's distractions. Listen to the prophet. This attributes time.
Come on, brother.
Hallelujah. Your life, not mine, yours, think of yourself, has an eternal purpose. If you didn't know it, you know it now. God is speaking. Don't look at me. It's not me. It's not my words. God, if God can use a donkey to speak, at least I'm a human being. Your life. Satan would do anything to keep you away. Sometimes people get mad at God because something doesn't go wrong right in their life. Then they just don't do that. That's distractions. The devil's just playing with you and you're letting him. Look at Job and his wife. The devil anointed his wife to say, curse God and die. He said, thou speakest like a foolish woman. See, that seed gene on the inside. The Lord give it and the Lord take it away. Look at the three Hebrew boys. Oh, we didn't even start with Joseph yet. I got to get into that. Hallelujah. He said, God is more than able. They said, God is more than able to deliver us. But even if he doesn't do it, we won't bow.
Wow.
They knew who they were.
Yeah. That's it.
Even if he doesn't do it. If I'm sick and even God doesn't heal me, I still believe anyhow.
Amen.
He is still the healer.
Yes.
There's a reason for this.
Yeah. Wow. Good.
See, God is sovereign in himself. See, when those guys went to Pentecost, Brother Bram said, Jesus told them to go to Jerusalem, not to go to upper room. But they were afraid of the Jews, so they went to upper room and locked themselves. He said, wait until he didn't tell them when. God is sovereign. You can't tell God what to do. You just follow God's laws and instructions. He is sovereign. He knows when. He knows best. They were there for 10 days. Imagine how they felt. Sometimes you pray for something, you expect no answer. Look at Abraham, Sarah. 25 years. But Brother Brown said, way back when that locust stood, he said, let there be. And the light came into being when a cloak broke off. He said, billions of years. And he was standing there, billions of years. And then he said, stop. And another cloak broke off. He was writing what the first Bible.
There it is.
So 25 years compared to billions of years. You think about it. God is never late.
Right.
We are always in a hurry.
Hallelujah.
So God told Abraham he would give him a son. Through Sarah. But look at Sarah's attitude. See, it was Abraham that was having an encounter with God, not Sarah. She was looking at the wrong thing. The Bible says Abraham believed against hope. It didn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense. But when God says something, that's all that counts. When God says anything, it makes sense, period. Because he's supreme authority. If he says you are kings and priests, you better start walking like one, because that's who you are. The Bible says the angel of the Lord is encamped around them that fear him. You think Donald Trump has bodyguards, secret service? Brother, you got the angel of the Lord. You tell me. When that servant of Elisha, when this army was coming, and he was scared, prophet said, Lord, please open this boy's eyes. Let him see. There's more that's with all than with them.
Hallelujah.
Don't be scared of nothing, the prophet said. You know who's keeping this world? It's the bride. It's you. You know, in a rig track, when the cars, before they take risk, they're like, warming the engine is just standing there, but they're waiting on that green light or the flag to go down. Until that flag goes down, the green light, the race cannot start. You are that flag. Brother Ben talked about the angels holding the wings. They're holding our wings because the sons of God are still here. Nothing's going to happen. All the bombs are ready to go. You are the grace of God.
There it is. Yes, sir.
Until the bride leaves the earth, nothing's going to happen. So whatever they're doing in the news, don't worry about it. Brother Brent said, just worship God and be happy, that's all.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God's eternal purpose is stronger. It's stronger. At one point, Brother Brent tried to kill himself. He couldn't do it.
Wow.
Because God's purpose had to be fulfilled. He was born for a purpose, to bring the word.
Amen.
See, God is determined to do stuff. Hallelujah. Jesus said, no man comes to me, let my Father draw him. And him whom the Father give me, no man can pluck him out of my hand. He said in Revelation, behold, I, supreme authority, set before you an open door. No man can shut it. Brother, you better believe that. No man can shut it. No man. Because God maintains the door. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to Joseph a little bit. Hallelujah. I'm just jumping all over the place. I'm just going as the Lord leads. Let's look at Joseph. Joseph's father was Jacob, who God changed his name to Israel. Let's look a little bit at Jacob's life. Jacob and Esau. God said, there are two wounds in you. Two nations in your womb. Jacob have I loved, Esau I hated. They were not even born yet.
Wow.
How did God know that? You tell me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jacob I love, Esau I hate. Jacob was a shyster. He was like I don't want to say salesman, but he was something else. You know, salespeople sometimes they do whatever to get a deal. They'll tell you, if you go to a car deal, they'll tell you whatever you need to hear to buy a car. But on the inside of Jacob, Jacob had respect to the birthright, the mean thing. Even though Esau was in a position, but there was nothing in. See, God looks beyond the flesh. God identifies with himself. That's why you were here. That's why you were here. He's looking beyond your flesh. We need to start seeing ourselves the way God sees us. Now, Jacob, Joseph's grandfather was Isaac, and Joseph's great-grandfather, Abraham, great-grandmother, Sarah. Sarah means princess. God was going to make her the mother of nations when he promised them a son. Hallelujah. But let's just look at Joseph's life for a little bit. Joseph was a prophet, son of a prophet. And Jacob had a special love for Joseph because he was a son of his old age. But I believe God's hand was behind it. Because God promised Abraham, God narrated this whole thing, what was going to happen to his seed. So he had to start from somewhere. How were they going to get to Egypt in the first place to be a nation for God to bring them out with a mighty hand? So something had to get them there. So God anointed Joseph for that purpose. Joseph had no idea. Now Joseph knew he had a gift of dreams. And God was revealing to Joseph what the end of his life was going to be in the future. But the process, Joseph had no clue. Last time, Brother Elijah was speaking about peekaboo. God doesn't show you the process. Joseph had no clue. So God allowed a spirit of jealousy to come upon the brothers. Let's cut that short. With everything that was happening. There was a purpose for it. Maybe it didn't make sense to Joseph. He loved his brothers. But how come they hate me? And God allowed the love he placed in Jacob's house, Israel, for Joseph to be so great to get the brothers to get jealous. You see what I'm saying? So you see how God used that evil spirit of jealousy to come upon the brothers to fulfill his will. So they turned against Joseph, to call matters short. They sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites, Midianites, Ishmaelites. Why did God allow the Ishmaelites to come at a particular time that we're going to Egypt? Why Egypt? Why not anywhere else? And then why did God allow Potiphar to buy Joseph? And a spirit of lust came upon Potiphar's wife for Joseph. You see what God was doing? Joseph had no idea. When Joseph came into Potiphar's house, everything was going well. God was blessing him. His house through Joseph. He loved Joseph. The only thing Joseph didn't have authority over was Potiphar's wife. But God allowed a spirit of lust to come upon Potiphar's wife. Because Joseph, that was not his destination. You see God working? God is keeping his word now, remember. God cannot lie and be God. So that situation caused Joseph to go in the dungeon, solitary confinement. And in the meantime, God allowed trouble to come in the house of Pharaoh with the butler and baker, and the Pharaoh got upset and threw this guy in there. You see how God is working. Now, these people don't know what's going on. They had no clue. But God was doing something. And Joseph had this gift of interpreting dreams. So God allowed, give those guys a dream, each one of them their own dreams. And it came to Joseph, and Joseph interpreted the dream. And it happened exactly the way Joseph said it. So when the one guy restored, the servant, then God came and said, give Pharaoh a dream. Joseph had no idea what was going on. So this dream, they couldn't understand it. We all know the story. I'm just trying to run through this. The men that Pharaoh trusted couldn't help him. It was beyond them. So then this man, God put in his memory, he remembered. Oh, there was this Jew, this Hebrew, that could interpret dreams. You see how God's working? Way, way before all that happened, God gave Joseph this dream that he would be here. But in order to get here, he had to come here. But Joseph didn't know that. So all that time, all what Joseph was going through, his character was being formed. Power without character is satanic. Power with character is fate to rule. So God got to put him through the process. Joseph didn't understand what's going on. But God was working. He goes, well, God promised Abraham. You see how God works? When Mary met the angel, can I go till 12:30? Amen. Hallelujah. Are we following?
Yeah.
I'm showing you something. Hallelujah. When Mary met the angel, and he told you found favor with God, and the whole story, we go through all that. She was carrying the Christ child. But it was prophesied that this child would be born in Bethlehem. So when it came to the time of bearing the child, she was in the wrong place. Now, why didn't the angel of the Lord come back to Mary and say, hey, you got to be in Bethlehem?
Yeah. Right. Good point.
God is awesome. He moved upon Caesar. God will stir out this whole nation for you. I'm telling you. He moved upon Caesar just to get Mary and Joseph to the right place. He stirred up the whole nation. Now Caesar thought he was doing something great. He thought it was him, but it wasn't him. He had no clue. It was God. But look what God did. He had all the inns filled out. There was no room for them when they got there. Because it was a lamb. God's eternal purpose.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Brother, we're in something. We were born into this. A lot of us here didn't meet the prophet. We were born into this. There's a whole lot of people that left the message. Give you one example. The prophet Moses, when God told him to speak to the rock and he struck the rock, God told the prophet he will not enter. Just imagine that. The prophet of God that saw God's back part, God spoke to him lip and ear. God told him he will not enter. How would you feel if you were there? If the prophet won't make it, well, you can forget it. But those that were born on the journey, in the journey, they went in. You see it? So don't overlook yourself. You got to realize who you are. We got to get this churchy idea out of our heads, if I'm going to say so. No disrespect.
Yes.
But it's the truth.
Amen.
Your life has an eternal purpose.
Wow.
If you don't know that today, start thinking about it. Stop looking at everybody else. Sometimes we do that. Oh, this one is so spiritual. I think, you know, we draw our own conclusion. Yeah, this one will make it. That one will make it. As for me, I'm not sure. Sometimes we do that. We look at somebody else. You hear someone give the testimony. You think, hallelujah. That's bright right there. When it comes to you, you start looking at the flesh. The devil starts preaching to you. You did this, you did that. You think, you look at Brother Elijah. Listen to Brother Elijah's testimony, man of God. You believe that. But that's a lie. You say, yeah, Brother Elijah will make it. Brother Eddie Bisco, yeah. Brother Barry Coffey, you know. Brother Beckett, all these guys, yeah, these are brides. These are men. Brother Simon, all these guys, oh, these are men of God. You, what have you done? You really think you'll make it?
Amen.
Now, if you are not a seed of God, why would the devil bother with you in the first place?
That's right.
Why would he waste his time bothering you if you were not a son or daughter of God? You think about it. Think about it. You have what Satan says, and you have what God says. Who do you believe? The Bible says the devil is a liar, the father of lies. God is the truth. So who do you believe? There is power in knowing. That's what the message is for. That's why the prophet came. So that amnesia, and I believe amnesia is leaving. We are those people, brothers.
Amen.
We are part of that bride. You are the bride of Jesus Christ, as this prophet spoke. You are this, hallelujah. You are. Just believe God's word. Take God at his naked word. God chose you before there was a star. I know that's sometimes hard to swallow, but just believe it. God cannot lie. Hallelujah. Attribute sons and daughters of God. That's who you are. Stop looking at your flesh. Because if you look at your flesh, you will just see mistakes upon mistakes. You see, Satan will make you trip. And then he will make you believe that you did it yourself. Prophet said we have a blood sacrifice there that cleanses us constantly day and night. Why did God put that blood sacrifice there? In the flesh. God loves you. God loves you more than you know, more than you think. You are a seed gene of God. He said he will not lose you.
Just ask yourself, why am I in the message? Why do I still believe this word when people that are preaching this, that were preaching this message, people that walked with the prophet, that saw the pillar, they left. Why am I still here? I didn't even see Brother Branham. What's causing me to hold on to this word? Why do I believe the word? Why do my heart say amen when the word comes forth? Why? You think about that. Ask yourself. Come to yourself. Ask yourself. Why am I believing this message? Why don't I believe like everybody else with everything that's out there? Why do I still believe? What am I looking for? What's causing me to follow this message? What's causing me to be helpless? When I hear this word, I just cry. You ask yourself. It goes way, way back. It's ordination. Brother Bram said, we see this message because we were ordained to see it. Don't overlook yourself. Who are you really? That's another thought that the Lord laid on my heart. Maybe someday I'll preach it. Who are you really? We need to know who we are. We are not like everybody else. So if you have that in your mind, just forget that. Brother Bram said, we are not the same. You are separated people. But you got to come. You see, you are here. Right? That's the real you. So you got to come to that vision. You got to come up to that. Come up higher. You got to come to that. This is how God sees you. This is how you see yourself. So God sent the word for you to see how he sees you so you can come up to that.
That's it.
Remember, God's eternal purpose is stronger than your free will. God's purpose for your life will come to pass. It's not up to you. When God promised Abraham the son, it wasn't up to Abraham, Sarah. Remember when they went to Egypt and they got in trouble? God told that king, prophet saying, if you don't go to that my prophet and let him pray for you, your whole nation is gone. Why? God made a promise. And God was protecting his word. Hallelujah. May we stand, please. I'm sorry it came out brokenly the way I did it, but there's just so much here. I just try to jump all over the place. But we just need to realize who we are. We come from somewhere, and we're here for a purpose. And when we're done with God's purpose here, we go back home. This is not home. We're just passing through. May the Lord bless you. May we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your word, Lord. We thank you for the way you've spoken to us, Lord. We have an eternal purpose. Our lives have an eternal purpose. We pray, Lord, as we go along this life's journey, may you continue to unveil your word, opening up to us, Lord. Give us grace to realize who we are. Lord, to believe your word, Lord, to take you at your word. Oh, God, for you ordain us for this purpose. We are here for a purpose to fulfill your word. May you bless us, Lord. Take your word and quicken it into our hearts. We thank you this morning, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Hallelujah. Appreciate it, brother.
Amen. How many love the word of God?
Amen. Today. Amen. I love that. This is really a theme if you can catch it. It's just amazing. I love the thought really there that God's purpose is going to supersede even our will. You know, it's an age-old argument. Is the free will greater than God's purpose? But for those who have the seed gene of God in you, you yield your will to the purpose of God because it's better. It's better. Remember Brother Branham saying, somebody says, well, Brother Branham, when you get to heaven, are you going to want to hunt and fish? And he said, if we were once a pig and God turned us into a human, we're never going to want to go back to being a pig again. So your will of being a pig is yielded to the divine purpose of being what God ordained us to be. God bless you. Let's just sing, Who I Am, Lord, Who I Am. I can see now. How many can see now? How many's beginning to see now? Who are you? Who are you? Who are we? Let's just sing it. Oh, glorious victory, that day he set me free. He made my heart his very throne. My life is no longer mine. I'm a prisoner of love divine. To praise his name, to praise his name. Amen. Who I am, Lord. Who I am. Yes, I can see now who I am. I'm a part of my Savior. I'm a part of his word. Yes, it's a revelation who I am. On Calvary he died to redeem his lost bride, the King of Kings became my Savior. This is God's great mystery, expressed to me, that Christ and I might be made one. Hallelujah! You're one with him. Oh, who I am. Yes, who I am. Oh, I can see now just who I am. I'm a part of my Savior. You're an eagle. His word. Amen. Revelation of who I am. Who I am, Lord. Yes, who I am, Lord. Amen. Who I am. Oh, I can see now just who I am. Amen. I'm a part of my Savior. I'm a part of his word. It's a revelation who I am. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The greater the trial, the greater the cry. The greater the cry, the greater the ministry God will send to meet the cry. Amen. A reformer wouldn't have worked. We needed a real word prophet to come in our day. Amen. Had to have a word prophet. Had to have the right thing. Let's just sing, Can't You See Why I'm So Happy. Amen. Shake somebody's hand and say, Can't you see why I'm so happy? Amen. Well, can't you see why I'm so happy? Amen. I've accepted the word of the Lord, the revealed word that was spoken by the eagle of Malachi. For can't you see, oh, can't you see why I'm so happy? Hallelujah! Well, I've accepted the word of the Lord. It's the revealed word that was spoken by the prophet of Malachi. For we'll sing it again as you're dismissed, just greet Brother James and appreciate him. Amen. Why I'm so happy. Amen. The word of the Lord, the revealed word that was spoken by the prophet of Malachi 4. Well, can't you see why I'm so happy? I'm becoming the word of the Lord, the expressed thought in the mind of God. That's who we are, the bride of Jesus. God bless you till we meet again. Amen. I'd like to have the leaders meet with me after the service for about 5 minutes. God bless you.